she must have tried to reform me, my lawyer ignored her and continued making mischief with her own knowledge. Whenever Nehemiah was told that he would respond, they'd done twice as much mischief. Whether at home or in the homes of others, Nehemiah would break or ruin whatever he touched. Leaving home, the Lord would spend the whole night playing with his friends. Some nights, Nehemiah and his two friends would cover themselves with a blanket, making them look like a bull. Then they would raid a nearby banana patch and enjoy. Seeing the quote bull, the owner would scream out, "Hi, hi!" and scare off the boys. Sometimes Nehemiah would latch people's doors from outside and run away. Trapped inside and unable to get out to pass school, the angry householders would yell, "Hey, hey, who locked the door?" The Lord, in this way, the Lord of 32 million demigods prayed with his friends day and night. And now that the three people in the hospital and his associates could regularly reenact the pastime performed by Robin Fish and Rebellion. And one place where somebody revealed his pastime to their college boys, remembering his Catholic word already suddenly began calling out, "Bomberly, Silvery, Hunty, Thundy," while waving a cowardly stick. One day, in the mood of Don Lima, Gorunda wandered through the streets of Navi requesting everyone, "Give me something, give me something." The large ones from the Arani used to pick flowers and quarrel lovingly with some singers. Similarly, seeing a flower garden one day, Lord Gorunda Sundar began picking flowers and throwing them on the heads of his devotees. They responded by showering fragrant flowers on Gorunda's beautiful head. Krishna and the gopis often enjoyed Jal Kedi and the Jamuna Radhakam. One day, she found the tender and the devotees entered the Ganga and playfully splashed one another. As it was approaching heat of summer, monsoon clouds beautified the sky and rumbled gently. At this time, Radha Madhava enjoyed viewing. Remembering the scene, Lord Chaitanya sat down on a swing near the Ganges bank. The Radha and Nityananda waked and others to sing sweet songs about Jula and Lila. I was flying the Lord. Lord Gorunda's beautiful and beauty stole the mind of the universe as he sat looking like bright lightning illuminating the dark blue monsoon sky of Radhanaji. A reminder of the Dalai Lama, Lord Chaitanya regarded the Ganges as a Muna, his companions as a Gopis and Gopis, and the flower gardens as clinging to the Dalai Lama.
I used to be a little bit of a mind. Thank you. Hare
same creation of the God and the Almighty and both the soul of the clarity are some holy powers and striking each other with personal holy verses. The holy will and the God and each of the truth and holy communion, the source and the voice of me, the divine appearance of the same first power of the God is the Christian for the kingdom. From the same creation of Nadia, the truth is blossoming with fragrant flowers, quickly shining quickly, and bumblebees buzz contentedly amidst flowers flaming in mild breeze. And then to again before I enjoy the holy wheel with its torches, taking piles of brightly colored flower pollen, they smear the beautiful body of Lord Sunday. In return, Mahaprabhu rubbed sandan, kumkum, and red powder on them. Then Nityananda, awake with two eyes and others, began throwing red powder on one another. Observing this joyous scene, even demigods became impatient, drawing the sun. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. The feeling of separation becomes very intense, one attains the stage of leaving through Krishna. Leaving Krishna is possible through the attitude of separation, such as teachers in Mahaprabhu. The body becomes an illusion of such details of the body thing. The more you come to that salam, the limit of your name. Overwind the feeling of separation, I can feel the moment that I was 5 years in mourning. Tears are flowing from my eyes, I turn to pain. I'm feeling all vacant and void and lifeless. It is the aspiration of the devotee, while he chants Hare Krishna Mahamantra, his eyes are full of tears, his voice faltering, his heart dry. These are good signs in chanting the holy name of the Lord. An ecstasy and secure the entire world to be vacant without the presence of Govinda. This is a sign of separation from Govinda. In the pure life, we all separate from Govinda and absorb in the pure sense of meditation. Therefore, when one comes to his senses on the spiritual platform, he becomes eager to meet Govinda. Then, he becomes so eager to meet Govinda that without Govinda, the entire world becomes a vacant place. Not very much like that. seeking Bhagavad. A monk who is fully engaged in the service of Lord Krishna, a devout who lives continuously on holy dharma with Stephen Bhagavad and all the Golden Story, is known as a spacious sannyasi. The higher point of living Golden Story is a spacious sannyasi, a dread and worshipful degree of Lord Krishna, speaking on Srimad Bhagavatam, and associated with Sri Krishna Mahaprabhu. And the higher point is tried to leave fully with Lord Krishna, who is forbidden to come, and was asked not to go up as well as spacious sannyasi. And his request to return to Golden Story, the higher point is tried to Lord. Wherever you are staying, is so much food. Let my so-called spacious sannyasi go to hell. And Sri Krishna Mahaprabhu asked the Lord Krishna to remain in Golden Story and engage in Golden Eye service. The Lord Krishna replied, one of your service to Golden Eye a million times simply by singing the Lord's feet. Sri Krishna Mahaprabhu then said, you abandon his service, it would be my fault. It is better that you remain your employee than your service. That would be my satisfaction. Thus forget Mahaprabhu's association, the Lord Krishna gave up his lifestyle and service to Golden Eye, just as one gives up a piece of straw. He ran to cut it, to meet the Lord. Such loving affection he understood only by very confidential devotion. Rather than his behavior was very pleasing to Sri Krishna Mahaprabhu's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord took his hand and spoke to him, displaying the anger of love. You have abandoned both in our service and broken your vow to live in free. I am very unhappy because of it. If you want to make me happy, then please return to me after. Saying this, Sri Krishna Mahaprabhu got into a boat. And Jaya Pandit immediately fell down in an unconscious state. Prabhupada Bhattacharya revived the Jaya by saying, perhaps such sort of pastimes as Sri Krishna Mahaprabhu. You should know that the Lord Krishna himself violated his own promise of great scripture. Such to keep the promise of grandfather Vishnu. Similarly, tolerating their separation, Sri Krishna Mahaprabhu was protected to a vow of great indifference. He dresses in fine white cloth, he is the best of sadhus, and his very form is blissful love. The latter has a sweet smiling face, his eyes always look upon the attractive form of Sri Goda.
Madhu Madhu Bhai Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shri Radha Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
We should worship the Lord, my friends. Worship Rome time. The great Sudri Gabishwas. The great faith. The staunch faith, Sudri. Very staunch and staunch faith. And what is true of these two words is by worshiping them, by remembering them, by chanting their names, going by Bible, that will turn everything. Vishaya Kriya Sera Sinanji Omuke Guru Hari Hari. Just stop this life of sunset of the case, once and for all. Just stop. Cheer up. Stop trying to enjoy. Stop trying to enjoy the eyes and the teeth and nose and taste and tongue and touch and body. Just forget it. Stop it. Vishaya Kriya Sera Sinanji. Then you can actually love the love of Bhakti. Dekho Hari Bhai. And it doesn't matter, Pachi, Pachi, Guri. Whether you're a Pachi, whether you're an animal, or a Pachi, or a bird, Guri, Pachi, and you got it, even stones, anyone can take to this process. Pachi, Pachi, Guri. Even stones will melt. It's such a wonderful process. The Holy Name is so powerful. Even stones will melt. That's just when Krishna says it's true. The moving, moving entities stop moving. And the non-moving entity started moving and started melting. The rocks and bodhisattvas were melting and they heard Krishna's truth. And the trees would melt and form their hundreds of bodhisattva branches. The Holy Name of Krishna is Krishna's truth. And the Holy Name actually enters our ears. It can enter our ears and actually stop making the senses. And stop making the senses. Then the Holy Name can actually enter our ears and pour into our hearts. And the Holy Name enters our heart, it can melt our heart. Our hearts are like steel. Steel thing, heart. So with the continuous application of the heat of the Holy Name, gradually that some heart will melt. Steel heart will melt. And we can actually experience the real form of the Holy Name. The form of the Holy Name, the qualities of the Holy Name, the pastimes of the Holy Name. And we will become staged for that realm that unfolds. Our very heart and mind is kind of a platform and stage for the divine pastimes that the divine God and Lord is enacted within the core of our heart. The Holy Name will bring that whole transcendental roadshow within us. The Holy Name will bring the whole spiritual world within our heart. Thank you. actually receive a gift of pure name. Actually receive a gift from those one that we count without a comfort. Can't really. So we can completely receive a greater portion, a greater gift for his mercy. And people go on building and they complain. They all see their soul on the ground. And it's all just there. Everything's close to hand here. They all see from the mountain about 35 feet tall, 40 feet tall. And to climb up and reach out to the middle of the field, 10 feet tall. And the fire trees are over here, they're also. Everything's easily reachable. Here at the same time. But the fruit trees are very low in my local analogy. So the fruit trees are attainable. And you can easily reach up and attain the bale fruit or the papaya fruit. The mango fruit from the trees are very short and they're very tall. And it's very hard to get the fruit from the trees in Vrindavan. And similarly, it's very hard to attain the fruit. The fruit of Prema in Vrindavan is very difficult. Very difficult, but it's very easy to attain the fruit of Prema. Prema power is easily reachable and easily attainable here in Mayapurban. Everything becomes within reach. Everything becomes attainable and reachable and possible by the all-merciful glance of Sri Guru and Gauranga and by the all-merciful touch of Aryadam Mayapur. So we see the fruits are falling. And to come and say, I'm a gardener, and I find it as true as Prema believes. I find it as Prema believes. As true as Prema believes. So many fruit things, fruits are falling all over the place. So many hundreds of fruits. I'm only one gardener, I can't just see it. And please, everyone come and take this thing, take this thing. In some way, the bag or the tape or the steel or the bottle or somehow continues to underpin. You know, it just continues. And this is culture trees, desire for plain trees, and Mayapur, desire for plain ground, Mayapur, Ganga, devotees, Ganga's name. My days are under, the ones are under, the hours are under, mine, really. Thank you. Revelation 5, that this big and gold needles in the sky. Long needles. It tears like that for testifying and then. Now it's not a wild boar or something, it's very small, but this big. And they go to the ground. It's kind of like a beaver. And the creeper is going to spill the poison and keep them out of the ground. For porcupine. All the whole back, the whole thing is different. Yeah? You're right from the right. Yeah. The whole back is. From the right? They're all those fine type things? I know what you're talking about. You have them? What do you call them in German? Eagle? Oops. Oh, eagle. Porcupine. Well, you can't have any body that's kind of like porcupine. When the tail is not conditioning, they start bleeding. Blood will start oozing from its pores.
I want to go to the bottom. I want to go to the bottom.
that kind of worship on the outer limits of the outer precincts of Bradley. And gradually we need to associate, become an associate of the Lord, like the statues and bodies and the associate and the family and develop that they get infected, that association is just an eternal associate. They get infected with the thoughts of God, the passion and God. They make an example of the inner endowment and believe that the fine endowment of that endowment of the real world. It's interesting because you think about people in this time, what we've done. They're following Lady Mars, and they become pure devotees. And Lady Mars, they haven't developed great bhakti, a long bhakti. So there's plenty of different techniques, and those things about bhakti and the way that they're bhakti and the way they're devotees, they can't go to the world to go to the world. They go to the temple. I just want to give you a very interesting commentary to explain that we're all preparing for lost in the different creatures and monsters. And some of the commentary about destiny is really about life and value of the world. Then we'll have to reach the